And I went from, now where did I go? I went to Bombay, that's right. I went to Bombay. As you can understand, I was, you know, traveling all around India. Now, Kanipong, Calcutta, Delhi, Bombay, Pune, yeah. So I was in Bombay. And I was staying with some friends, and they were very anxious that I should stay on with them some more time. But I had a strong feeling that I should get to Nagpur. I can't explain it, but I had a very strong feeling, one might call it an intuition, that I had to be in Nagpur by a certain date. In fact, I already had an invitation to Nagpur from the Buddhists there, and I was very keen to meet them, you know, as soon as I could after the mass conversion that had taken place there. But I was very, very keen to go by a certain date, despite the efforts of my friends in Bombay to detain me. So yes, I caught the overnight train, went to Nagpur. At the station, I found about 2,000 new Buddhists waiting to greet me. And they gave me a wonderful reception. And they conducted me to the house of a friend where I was to stay. And I settled in. And I think it was shortly after lunch, when I was just about to have a rest, when there was a disturbance outside. And the friend with whom I was staying said, oh, there's three or four people. They say, they must see you, they must see you. It's very urgent. So just as he was speaking, these people burst in and they said, what do you think? Babasaheb is dead. Ambedkar is dead. It was as sudden as that. They were very, very upset, because it was totally unexpected. And the people who came to see me were the local leaders of the local Buddhist and political organizations. And they said that there are thousands of people, you know, come to our office having heard the news, and we want you to speak to them. They need to be consoled. So I said, well, there'd better be a proper meeting, yeah? With a loudspeakers, if I'm to address so many people. So it was agreed that there would be a condolence meeting in Kasturchand Park at 7 in the evening. So at 7 in the evening along I went. Kasturchand Park is a well-known park in Nagpur, and not like an English park, it's just an open space really. And, well, such was the demoralization. There were, in fact, no proper arrangements, you know, for the meeting. I had to stand on a rickshaw with a microphone in my hand, and there was just a couple of petromaxes for illumination. But I could see people coming from the four quarters of Nagpur and converging on this park. And I could see each person carried a lighted candle. And there was a dead silence. So, from all these different directions, these lines of people with their lit candles were converging on the park. It gradually filled up. There must have been 100,000 people in the end. So at the beginning, some of the local leaders, you know, tried to speak, but they were so overcome by emotion, yeah, that they just couldn't say anything. They burst into tears and sat down again, because Ambedkar had meant so much to them. I mean, he was everything in a way to them. He had done so much for them. And they had the sort of feeling for him that I think, well, for us in the West, it's very difficult for us to imagine that sort of feeling, because he had delivered them from such difficulties, from, as he said himself, the hell of caste. So they, several of them tried to speak, but they couldn't. So in the end, it was up to me. So I felt quite moved by all that I saw and heard, but I felt, well, I've got to speak. So I felt, well, this is a very critical time. It's only 6 weeks since the mass conversion took place, and Ambedkar was the leader of these people, and now he's dead. And they're disconsolate, they're in despair, they don't know which way to turn. So I felt I must give them as much encouragement as I possibly could. So that was the sort of tenor of my speech, yes. Ambedkar may be dead, and that's a terrible tragedy, but it's not the end of the world. You have to carry on, you know, the torch that he lit, and you need to practice and spread the Dharma. So they felt some encouragement, that was clear. They did feel there was some hope. And during the following few days, I gave many speeches in different parts of Nagpur to the same effect. So as a result of that, I forged a very strong link with the Buddhists of Nagpur and indirectly with the new Buddhists in other parts of India.